Joy Tactics.
Sunrise, sunrise. Looks like morning in your eyes. But the clock's held 9:15 for hours.
Norah Jones.
Norah, beautiful Jones. Thank you. Thank you for everything. I love the fuck out of Norah Jones. Don't you guys?
Of course. Where's she at right now, dude?
Norah?
Like, what is she doing?
Miss Norah? Miss Norah's working on probably many things. She's probably working on having a family, working on career, working on appearances in books.
Is she the sitar player's daughter?
Who? Norah?
The famous sitar player.
Ravi Shankar? You mean Ravi Shankar?
Ravi Shankar, yes.
Yeah, yes. She is. So she's, oh, bro, she's Nepo? Yeah, I don't.
No, I don't. Anymore. I don't consider that Nepo at all.
Mr. Shankar,
slightest way.
If you're Nepalese, stay away from me, please. That's what I
Nepalese.
My biggest fear in life is becoming Nepo.
If I become Nepo, I'm gonna end it all.
How could you become Nepo? Like get adopted by somebody at 30?
If wow, well, eight. I think you can become Nepo by having a little too much of a touchy feely mentor. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, oopsies.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, you got to get to work.
Sachin, everybody. That's Sachin.
Sachin drop.
Every time Sachin comes across my page, I pause for Sachin and I let Sachin say what he needs to say.
You honor
you
got
to get to work.
You got to get to work.
This is a work. Studio. This is a work environment.
Something Banjo-Kazooie about that.
I know. Oh, I was playing Banjo-Kazooie on my iPhone recently.
What the fuck?
How on the Delta even... emulator.
Okay, relax, man. It's not an argument.
There's just one dude that was like, I saw a TikTok popped up in my feed where it was like a dude was like, he was like, I've never been bored enough to download a fucking game on my phone. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're downloading a school bus game on your phone? And I kind of identify with that.
Oh,
I don't like gaming on my phone.
What are you filling your mind? You're filling your mind. If you're not filling your mind with games or books or anything like that, you're filling your mind with other people's ideas, which means that you're then being controlled. And while you're controlled by an algorithm and
you're
controlled by
influencers.
You
don't think you're controlled right now, Eric? You don't think you're controlled? You're tapped out of the system.
No, because I'm playing Pokemon Crystal when you're being fucking influenced to buy different shit and influenced by ads and influencers.
Playing Pokemon Crystal, smoking on Crystal. Yeah. I'm evil. Here's what I want to say. Can we please tell this to Bill Maher and have him agree with this?
Oh, say it.
Why do we call it brainwashing when it should be called brain staining?
See what I'm saying? Because
washing your brain makes you
that's the opposite.
Is the opposite. And so there's a lot of shit like that. Glory holes. I've been thinking too. Glory holes and
there's nothing glorious about me sucking you off in a fucking ExxonMobil gas station, bro.
There is something glorious about it if you just get rid of the whole aspect of it. Then it's fine. Then it's glorious. And then you got the walk of shame. So what I'm saying is flip these two around. Let's have it be the glory walk and a shame hole. You understand me?
Damn.
Damn, I want to like fist bump
Kill Tony. We're flying you out to Kill Tony. You have to represent us. The patrons are going to fund you to go.
Can we flip that show on its head and do fucking, what's the opposite of kill?
Fuck Tony.
Hug Tony. Hug.
Suck
hug.
Tony.
Kiss well, not, Tony.
Suck Tony. And everybody who comes on, we just immediately give them $10,000.
Tony, can I suck it?
Tony, I like your style and I like what you do. And I appreciate your cultural contributions too.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Tony Hinchcliffe impression. Let's get it.
Go ahead.
Absolutely incredible. You're astounded.
It's really good. It is.
Really it's pretty.
Really
it's,
good, but there's something about it. Putting your head up and good. Looking down and pausing and scanning for recognition.
Well, I had to. Yeah, you guys said nothing after. What the fuck was that?
I was like, processing, bro.
I just also, fucking done like, was so vulnerable right there doing right, a fucking right. impression on the podcast. And you guys. Yo, I just came in with some fucking heat. I came
will
in
do
with
it
the
again,
exact.
We do it again.
No, please, I'm done. I'm done with this shit.
Right. I want to make it right.
No, I'm not. Man. I'm not.
Fuck. Can you imagine? Will you do one?
What's up? Can I do it? What do you want me to do?
Tony Hinchcliffe impression?
Absolutely incredible. I feel like I'm just doing gay voice. A stereotypical gay, by the way, because let me speak on this as an ally. Gay people don't all sound the same from my experience. Although there is a sort of voice that is known.
I'm throwing up the A right now.
A-lie. The straight A-lies.
Allies.
Ally gang.
We need to allies, be like a Warriors. Allies.
Yeah, non-tempted by male Ally gang. What's that?
What happened? The 70s.
What's that?
Do you know that movie, The Warriors?
Warriors.
Where it's like, come out and play.
Allies. Allies. Everybody comes out from different boroughs of New York City.
Damn. If we're a, if bro, come on, let's make the feature.
Can we fight the fucking fascism in the post-apocalyptic allies? You know what I'm saying?
Shit. When everyone else has turned on the LGBTQIA community, three allies stand up with fucking weapons.
Eric, you just did plus erasure, by the way.
Plus.
You remember when we were in London and there was a riff that was about like a Manosphere type of podcast called like Black Milk or something?
Yeah. Black Milk.
Yeah, I just wanted to laugh about that again, but we can move it right along now.
Black Milk. I think next we make, because, you know, Pod About List has a fucking 40 spinoff podcast. Julio's on about 7 of them.
Is that right?
Beers We Drink.
Julio's shaking his head.
They have a D&D one. They're doing like
Julio. Julio.
We have nothing, dude.
Yeah. All right, you need to draw a line, by the way, in the sand, Julio, and let us know who
Chat,
you are.
He's shy right now. By the way, I just need to talk about. We can't hear you, Julio. I saw you speak, but we didn't hear you.
Let's not bring up all the beef again.
Let's not bring up all the beef.
Yeah, we need to squash that shit.
No, you're wise to say that.
Squash the beef. I'm never going
to say that.
Last night, I watched iShow Speed. I probably watched the longest stream I've ever watched.
At the Annoyance? Like,
well, I was watching it because I thought he was like Mick Napier, who owns the Annoyance. He's a legendary, you know, improv figure in the Chicago comedy scene. He texted me, said, "Do you know who iShow Speed is? I saw you follow him on Instagram," and I said, "Yes." You know, are you a fan? And Mick is like, he's in his maybe like late 50s, but he's like weirdly tapped into new technology. So I was like, I thought Mick might have like, you know, been interested in iShow Speed for whatever reason. And he said, no, but he's coming to the Annoyance tomorrow night. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, you don't understand. This guy's like basically the like the Beatles. The world. He's like the most famous person on the planet. I was like watching the iShow Speed stream yesterday because he was in Chicago. He's doing a 30-day trip across America. And he never made it to the Annoyance, but like I was like having so much fun watching it. One, because it was like a little nostalgic. I knew where he was, but it was I was like, I feel like I get kind of like why people watch streams for that long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's comforting.
There's a dude. The funniest part was like if you were watching for like a couple hours, like I was, he was like everywhere he goes, it's just like people follow him. Like I don't even know how they get his location, but like he'll pop out of the car. They'll be like, "What?
It's live streaming."
I know, but like he's in like a car, you know what I'm saying? Right, and he just pops out and it's like, how did you know he was going to like be there? Because his security was there.
Oh, but sometimes like I just watched one where he pulls up on Tom Brady. Tom Brady's fake. This is my house.
Yeah.
So that's got to be fake. Well, that's fake.
But this is just like random like fans, you know what I'm saying? But so he was walking down the street and then there's like this guy in the background that just kept yelling, "It's crispy.
What is
it's
that?
Crispy.
What is that about?"
I don't know. And then iShow Speed was like, "What is crispy? What is it?" And
whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.